This is Mark from the syndicated television program America on Scene. We just wanted to know, what is the key to victory in your mind for this game this weekend?
Us scoring more points than them. You know, that's going to be it at the end of the day. You know, us getting in the end zone more than we allow them to.
Jose Villalba from Milenio in Mexico. Can you please talk about Bill Belichick has said some great things about you being one of the greatest safeties of all time. What do you think about Bill Belichick and for as head coach of the Patriots?
Hey, I love Bill Belichick, man. He's a great coach, great man, I think, you know, raising men to do the right things, you know, and win championships in this league. You know, he's done it over the years, you know, so a lot of respect there for Coach.
Ed has this is Mark again. Has a large consortium of fans made it down to the stadium to support your team?
Say it again.
Have you noticed that, or has it been any indication that a lot of fans from the Baltimore area are going to make it down to the stadium to support you guys?
Oh, I'm not sure, man. I'm not the one selling the tickets. I'm guessing that there are going to be a lot of Raven fans in the building, you know, a lot of Patriots fans also, you know, so, I mean, it's going to come down to a football game at the end of the day.
Yeah. Ed, this is Randy Kovitz, Kansas City Star. Can you talk a little bit about, I know you created a little bit of flap with your remarks about Joe, can you kind of explain
it's about the Ravens and New England playing football, you know, all that other stuff is to the side, man. You know, that was about the last game, you know. It's irrelevant to what are we doing right now, you know, getting ready for the Patriots. You know, what was said was something I said about the whole team. You know, it wasn't just Joe being criticized about how we played. You know, we was critical of ourselves, you know, in that game. You know, and that's every teammate of mine talking about the game that we watched on film. We wasn't satisfied with our effort.
Hi, Ed, this is Eric from Metro Mexico. I want to know how hard it is for you as a corner to read Tom Brady as a quarterback.
Well, it's not up to me to read Tom Brady. You know, he has a lot of other guys, you know, out there on the football field with him. And, you know, it's within the defense, you know, what I have to do when it comes to my job. You know, that's what I'm going to be focused on more than anything is what I have to do and what is my job to help my team.
Can you please talk about the explosive offense of the New England Patriots? They have so many weapons, especially on the passing game. Gronkowski, Hernandez, Wes Welker. How big of a challenge? Is this the biggest challenge that you guys defensively have faced all year?
Definitely. I mean, you said it. You know, they got a lot of guys over there, very explosive. Obviously, they score a lot of points. You know, we all seen that. You know, so it's going to be an all-day affair, you know, for our defense.
This is Pat McManaman with Fox. You said there was what you discussed was about the whole team, and, you know, nowadays people make a big thing out of one statement. Going back to your days at Miami, you guys were always honest back there. Do you think it's time and age when you can't be honest anymore in the media without a flap?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's just what it is. You know, even yesterday we're doing an interview with ESPN. They showed what they wanted to show. You know, again there I was talking about the whole team, but they only showed me reacting to the offense, you know, because they wanted to pub it even more, you know, and cause some flack around here. But, you know, we good, man. We honest with each other as a team. We're not focused on that. Like I said, we're thinking about this game. What happened last game is, you know, last week.
Do you guys think you guys as a team accept those things a little better than other teams because you are honest with each other?
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's been around here for a long time. You know, probably since before I even got here, you know. But, you know, it's probably in every locker room, you know, you probably wouldn't say things like that, you know, in the media because what was said around here to ourselves, you know, probably shouldn't be broadcast publicly, but because public would never understand, you know, even fans in Baltimore would never understand.
This is the fourth time in a row that the Ravens are in the playoffs, second time in the AFC Championship game. Ray Lewis and yourself, guys who have been playing for a lot of time, the urgency for winning the game and finally winning another championship, maybe the window closing, how much is the pressure of finally knocking the door and getting to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when the window closes. We'll cross that bridge when that happens. Right now, we're focused on playing football, you know, and winning this game. You know, that's what it's about. At the end of the day, it's about us going out and trying to win this game the best of our ability. And that's what we're going out to do.
Ed,
SamuelsExaminer.com. I was wondering about your team is very successful this past 4 years, and you guys haven't been really the underdogs throughout the postseason, the regular season. This is your first underdog role. Do you guys relish the opportunity to show up the NFL brass that thinks that the Ravens just can't get it done this Sunday?
Man, we can't. We care less what people think about us across the league. You know, it's not about what people think on the outside of this building. You know, it's about us proving to ourselves, you know, what we can do. And knowing what we can do and going out and proving it.
Ed, this is Mark from America on the Scene. Do you think it's more important that you stop Brady or the tight ends on the team? Because there's been a lot of focus with that.
It's more important that we stop that whole offense. You know, we can't focus on one particular player because Brady don't. Brady throw it to everybody. You know, I've been saying that all week. You know, he throw it to offensive linemen. You know, and so we looking at everybody that's eligible, that's going out the route, you know, or not going out the route. You know, we paying attention to all of them. Everybody, you know, has a responsibility. They have 11 guys on the field. We have 11 guys on the field. You know, and everybody has to do their responsibility.
Hey, Ed, it's Brian Bauer from Football News. Now, as a veteran, how have you kept the young guys focused, you know, throughout this postseason run that you guys are trying to
make? You know what, man? It hasn't been a hard job to keep those guys focused. They understand where we at. They understand how we work. They understand, you know, our mission, you know. So it hasn't been hard. You know, those guys really have been following suit with the leaders at that position and doing what they need to do to take care of their bodies, for one, you know, and listening, you know, to the coaches and to the leaders about, you know, how to study tape, study film, and get themselves prepared for the next game every week.
And you guys were undefeated at home, won all 9 games, including last week. On the road, you were 4-4. What needs to happen to win on the road against a very tough England Patriots team?
Yeah, we're in the playoffs now. We're in the playoffs now. You know, records are 0-0, you know, particularly this week. You know, this is a championship football game. No record matters. I don't care if we was playing in New England. You know, I don't care if we was playing wherever, man. You know, I mean a real New England. You know, I don't care who we play, you know what I'm saying? Cross country in London. It doesn't matter, man. Records don't matter right now. You know, home field advantage helps them. You know, at the end of the day, of course. You know, that's what they play for in season, but records don't matter right now. You know, we're excited about playing football, and I'm sure they are.
Hey, Ed, it's Joe Smith from the Tampa Bay Times. Thanks for doing the call. I know the Patriots tight ends were brought up a lot in this call, but across the league, tight ends had a really huge year, the big athletic guys, Vernon Davis and Gronkowski and stuff. I mean, how have you seen the position evolve in your time in the league from the guys that are playing to how they use them?
Yeah. You know, man, it's just more athletic. Guys have gotten more athletic at the position, I think, you know, and that's what's been looked for. You know, you even see receivers converted, you know, to tight end. You know, you take guys like old Jimmy down is with the Saints right now. You know, just more athletic guys, bigger guys, taller guys, you know, big guys, kind of basketball bodies, you know. So, you know, that's what I guess teams are looking for, you know, what they need in the inside to kind of be big enough for a safety, you know, or big enough for a linebacker, you know, stuff like that, you know.
What makes them so difficult to stop? What makes them such a matchup problem for a defense, even if you know, play zone or whatever?
I mean, they're good, efficient offense, mm-hmm. You know. I mean, from the way they wheels turn, man, from the offensive line to the running backs to the receivers, tight ends, you know, they're very explosive, very efficient about what they're trying to do. You know, so, like I said, you got to keep your eyes on all of them. They got a bunch of weapons, and we all know that.
Ed, can you talk about when people talk about you being one of the best safeties of all time? How does it feel for you when you hear people like Bill Belichick, other people around football saying Ed Reed's one of the best safeties to ever play the game? How does that make you feel?
I don't think that stuff will hit home until I'm done playing. You know, when I'm done playing, then it probably hit home more. But right now, man, I'm just loving and playing this game, you know, with my teammates. You know, all that talk about this and that stuff, man, is irrelevant because everybody has their opinion. Not everybody likes Ed Reed.
Talk about your nose for the ball. Why you always seem to be around the ball, whether it's interception or...
I've just been playing football for a long time, man. Been playing football since I was a little kid. You know, so it's just some natural blessings that God has blessed me with, you know, and to get to the ball, man, and understand what I've been doing over the years.
Hey, Sean Robbins from CBS. What did you say to Joe to clear up the situation?
I didn't have to say nothing, man. You know, I didn't have to say nothing, man. Man, Joe been here a long time. You know, I've been here with Joe since he gotten here. You know, I know Joe is a smart quarterback. He's our quarterback regardless of anything, you know, and that's pretty much the mount to it. You know, I mean, we talked a little bit, but, you know, it's no different than the talks we've had over the weeks, man. You know, so I didn't have to say much. He didn't have to say much. We all know the goal. You know, Joe, he really just came to me as a leader, another leader on the team, and like, bro, you know they're going to run with it, you know, and sure enough, y'all running with it. You know, not everybody on the phone, but, you know, the media. So, I mean, it's part of it. You know, it comes with the territory, especially when you say something like that. But, hey, so be it. You know, like I said, we're good about it. You know, we're past it. You know, we're focused on the game at task right now.
Can you talk about the offense throughout the year has been having a lot of popularity throughout the league, 5,000-yard quarterbacks. How do you, as a defense, see all these great offenses being so powerful and the defense, how you try to slow them?
Our offense has been great, man. You know, it's the reason why we've gotten to this point. You know, so, I mean, ain't much I can say about it. You know, I mean, we as a team have gotten ourselves to this point by being a good offense, a good defense, and good special teams. That's it.
Thanks, Ed.
All right, y'all have a good one.